Welcome to Lugano Pickers Uniting Online Church on the 20th of December 2020. I'm Ilung Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Jan is going to read the Bible and Gloria to lead prayers for others. For your information, our Christmas online service will be the last one until Sunday, 31st of January 2021. If you want to get notified every time that a new video is uploaded, please subscribe our YouTube channel and hit the like button. If you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email or phone. Having mentioned about Christmas service, let us watch our Christmas service invite video.
Behold, I bring you good news of a Messiah. Ye shall find the babe.
By logging on, just go to the church website. But also, you can come to the Christmas Eve services that we will be, you know, safe and everything. Yeah, we're just social distancing, just, you know, trying to take care of each other.
Social distancing?
Why are you still standing there? Grab your laptop and log on, or head to the church if that's your preference, and celebrate the birth of Jesus.
I'm socially distanced, but I'm going to church. I'm going to go to my mom's house. She's got the fastest internet in town.
Remember, our Christmas service is held at 8:30 a.m. And to attend the Christmas service, please register with the Barrel Bull via phones or email. You can find more details on our church website, lpuc.org.au. After Christmas, from Sunday 27th of December 2020 to 24th of January 2021, our Sunday gathering at 10:15 a.m. will be different. It will be more relaxed and informal format with a different theme for each Sunday, such as a movie with snacks, sharing your favorite hymns and favorite Christian gospel songs, Bible trivia, etc. So why don't you come along to a fun summer church? Today is the last Sunday of Advent. The season of Advent continues. Our preparations are almost complete for the coming of Christ. We light four candles. First light was for hope, for peace, for joy, and today we light a candle for love. No other word so completely describes what we know of our God. For God so loved the world that a child was given. Love incarnate. For hundreds of years, people have journeyed toward the light of Christ. Why? Because in Jesus, the love of God burns brightly. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. After the excitement of Christmas has passed, all the gifts are opened, all our energy spent, the love of God remains. God's love will burn like a candle in our hearts. May the light of hope, peace, joy and love guide our living and guide our loving. And today I'm going to hang love, the theme of the fourth Advent, on the wall. Let us wish God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your gift of love shown to us perfectly in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you that you grant us to love you and our neighbors as they are adopted children of God. However, we honestly admit that it is not easy to be loving all the time. So we take time to think about the times in the past week when we have failed to love. Forgive us, O God, when we have failed to let your love spill over into our lives and through us to others. Forgive us and empower us with your Spirit to proclaim your love in word and deed to those who are close to us and to those who are in need at this time, feel rejected, unwanted, lonely. Those who are sick, and those who lost loved ones, those who are trapped in a cycle of poverty, those who have been forced into being refugees, and those who suffer at the hand of others. May the words we speak and sing about peace and goodwill over these next few days become reality for all of us as we seek to live and love even as Christ did. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing, hymn, or listen to the first two songs. Angels we have heard on high, and O come, all ye faithful.
Angels we have heard on high,
Hello everyone, my name's Dan and I'm going to share the Bible reading with you today. The reading's from Matthew chapter 1, reading from verses 18 to 25, and it's entitled Joseph Accepts Jesus as His Son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfil what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God.
Can you remember any strange dream you ever had? What happened? Who was there? Did they escape? Sometimes dreams can live with us for a long time and help shape our lives. Today we are going to focus on Joseph in the first Christmas story. In the story, Joseph initially struggles with trusting his soon-to-be spouse, Mary. When Joseph first hears that Mary is pregnant, his initial emotions are wide-ranging and raw: anxiety, uncertainty, confusion, and distrust. It was not an easy time for him and also for Mary. Eventually, in his dream, Joseph was told what happened to Mary and able to know and believe the truth. Why is Joseph important in this birth story? I think today's Christmas story is an opportunity for us to reflect on people who are struggling, who are going through difficult times, uncertain about what to do. Through all their difficulties, Joseph and Mary choose to trust God. Through them, God reminds us that God is with us too. Through God working with the two ordinary people, Mary and Joseph, who struggled with and life and emotions, Jesus was born and shows God with us. Both Mary and Joseph show their trust and faithfulness in God by choosing to raise Jesus. When have you showed your faith and trust in God through your actions? What do you trust God to do in your life, individually and as a church?
Yeah.
Matthew begins his story of Jesus by focusing on Joseph, who played absolutely no role in the birth of Jesus. I guess it wouldn't be much fun to play Joseph in the Christmas drama, because Joseph appears to be an insignificant character. Joseph appears from the shadow of Mary and the baby Jesus. All the attention is on Mary. While Joseph hangs around with the shepherds and animals off to the side somewhere, Joseph has no lines to speak in the Christmas drama. He just stands there. Nowhere in any of the Gospels does Joseph ever say a word. In fact, we don't know a lot about Joseph other than he was a carpenter from the small town of Nazareth. What we know about Joseph is that he was a good man. And although we might not think of Joseph as a man of great faith, he really was. Let us think about some background of the story. The custom of the day was for families to arrange the marriages of their children. Often this involved negotiations with the parents, while the children didn't say anything about whom they would marry. Joseph's family and Mary's family had arranged for the two of them to be married. Being a small town, they no doubt had known each other or seen each other. With the blessing of their families, the marriage had been arranged. They formally were engaged to each other. There was a legal bond between them, even though they didn't live together. If for some reason either one wanted to break off the engagement, a legal divorce was required. Traditionally, the couple would be engaged for 1 year, and then they would be married. The whole town would celebrate the marriage of two of its own. The wedding celebration and feast could last anywhere from a few days to a week. Mary and Joseph were excited about getting married. Joseph longed for the day when he could take Mary home as his wife. Joseph must have been the happiest man in all of Nazareth, as Mary would soon become his wife. Then one day, everything changed. Mary wanted to speak with Joseph. She told him about the angel visiting her, who told her that she would have a child who will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Matthew tells us that Joseph was a righteous man, but he was having a hard time believing Mary's story. The news that Mary was with a child hit Joseph like a ton of bricks. Joseph was left alone to agonize over how he should handle this problem. As he saw it, he had two choices. He could set the date of the wedding sooner and hope his family and neighbors has lost track of the month, or he could divorce her. Mary was in danger. If anyone found out that she was pregnant, she would be stoned to death. Joseph wanted to spare Mary's reputation and feelings. Joseph didn't want to see any harm done to her, but he didn't think it was right to marry her either. All day long, in his carpenter shop, he wrestled with his dilemma, planning boards down to nothing. He spent many sleepless nights, tossing and turning, pondering Mary's strange news, thinking how to best solve this problem. Finally, he made a decision. He would quietly divorce her in the presence of two witnesses, so no harm would come to her. We don't know whether or not Joseph had told Mary of his decision. He felt this was the sensible thing to do because he had such a hard time believing Mary's story. As we prepare for the birth of Jesus, we acknowledge the possibility that God sometimes speaks to us through dreams. God communicates with us in many different ways. It was while Joseph was sleeping that angel from God spoke to him saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife." The angel told Joseph, "Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." The angel told Joseph that he had the responsibility of naming the child Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. An angel of God spoke to Joseph through a dream. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. We can just imagine Joseph waking up after his dream and rushing over to Mary's parents' home. He ran through the town, and when he reached her house, he was out of breath. He pounded on the door. Mary's father answered the door. "Joseph, what's the matter? Why are you here so early?" "I have to see Mary," he might have replied. Mary stood behind her father looking at Joseph. Something in his eyes revealed that everything would be all right. Joseph now believed her story and was ready, willing, and able to take Mary as his wife. Joseph and Mary would live in the back of his carpenter shop. Joseph might spend his spare time making a cradle for the baby. Joseph didn't neglect his wife. He loved her, and she became part of his family. When the census was ordered, Joseph took Mary with him to Bethlehem, even though she could have stayed with her family. When the time came for Mary to give birth, Joseph was there with her. He named the baby Jesus, just as the angel told him. The first chapter of Matthew's Gospel focuses on Joseph. The beginning of verses establish that Joseph was from the royal line of David, the son of Abraham. Jesus can legally be designated the son of David, write the scholars, because Joseph, son of David, obeys the instruction he receives from the angel of the Lord and gives Jesus his name. Joseph was an ordinary man of extraordinary faith. Such people, both men and women, are the hope of this world. Joseph had a marvelous kind of faith, trusting God in both the low and the high places, and believing that God can take the most unpromising set of circumstances and make them work together for good. What kind of situation are you in this Christmas? Some people might have been without jobs this Christmas. It is so hard to believe that God has a good vocational plan for you when bills are going unpaid. And you run through about rejections as you search for a new job. How hard it is then to have a Joseph kind of faith. Some people might have troubled marriages. And the hurt of them is sharpest at Christmas. At one time, the marriage seemed so right. There were so many dreams, but now, with the dreams being battered by a harsh reality, there seems so little hope. Wondering where God was now. How hard it is to have a Joseph kind of faith. Some people might have been looking for the right life partner, but another year is almost gone and Mr. and Mrs. Right hasn't come along. Does God care? In this wide world, isn't the right person out there? Couldn't God arrange a meeting? How hard it is to keep on having a Joseph kind of faith. For some people, this will be the first Christmas without a dear loved one. Others are waiting on the result of a serious medical test. Still others have been told that there is no cure for the pain that is almost their constant companion. How can these people have a Joseph kind of faith? We know how Joseph lived by faith. We know how we can too. The secret is to bet your life on the following three things. First, God loves me. Secondly, God will provide adequate provisions for whatever I have to face. Thirdly, if I submit my will to His, He will do something wonderful with my life. Joseph believed this. And was willing to trust God in the midst of uncertainty. Are you willing to trust God with your unfulfilled dreams, your unanswered questions, and your unresolved problems? If so, you have a Joseph kind of faith. That is the kind of faith we need this Christmas. The kind that one often sees in a child. This is a Joseph kind of faith. Look at how this gospel starts and how it ends. Joseph was going to dismiss Mary quietly in secret. No one would have known. Mary would have saved faith, but it wouldn't have mattered to anyone. Look though at how Matthew's gospel ends. Jesus commissions the disciples to go and make disciples of all nations. What almost was put out in secret ends up changing the whole world, all the nations. However, things look to us now. God is working, God is healing, God is saving. When God takes initiative, we never know how it will turn out. What do you think is important in these last few days before Christmas? Are you rushing and hurrying around with your to-do list? We have no choice in the flurry of this season. In all of those details, let us not forget that they are really behind-the-scenes stuff. What we think really matters might write only half a line from Matthew. Matthew wants us to see what God is doing in this hectic season of Christmas. Let us see how God is acting, even in situations that seem to us to be pure pain. Let us see how, no matter how lost and broken we may feel, God is saving us. Let us see that no matter how divided up we are, or how hostile our world seems, Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen. Let us continue worship God by singing, hymning, or listening to the second song. Oh, I'll just say the third song. Lord Jesus Christ, You have come to us.
Good morning. I'm Gloria, and I'm very thankful to be leading this part of our worship today, where we can pause, be still, and give our thoughts for others over to you, loving Heavenly Father. Let us now bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we come now knowing how great it is that we can pray for our own family, for our church family, and for our friends and for our neighbours, that we can show love and compassion for all, that we have the certainty that all our prayers are according to your will, Lord, and will be answered in your way and in your time. Thank you for the blessing and encouragement that we receive, especially when we hear of answered prayers. May we follow the example of our Lord Jesus by being thoughtful of others, caring for others, and considering others. Help us to show humility, gentleness, and kindness whenever we can and wherever we can. Lord, thank you for the family of Lugano Peakhurst Uniting Church. We pray a blessing for whatever is needed for each and every member of this family, whether it is strength to cope with pain or all different difficulties, for healing, for comfort, for a feeling of belonging. No matter what the need is, they will know and feel your presence and the hope and peace that comes from you. We pray and give thanks for Ilung's ministry, for Natalie's hard work, for Pamela's leadership and all the church council's work during the COVID, for Richard's chairmanship of the George's River Presbytery. May your wisdom and guidance be the basis of all decisions. Thank you, Father, for all the hard-working teams that are such a blessing to Lugano Peakhurst Uniting Church. It has enabled everyone to be kept in contact and be able to receive, read or hear the weekly message, meaning everyone has been encouraged, inspired and challenged throughout this very different time of worship. We bring to you, loving Father, our prayers now for June Elliott, June Bulow, for Ruth and Joan and Debbie and Paul, Bob and Graham. You know their specific needs. And know our loving thoughts go to them along with our prayers. How great it is that we have your hope, peace, joy and love in our hearts and our lives at this time of preparations for the celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus. But we know for many there is no hope or peace or joy or love. For them it is a time of great sadness, loneliness and desperation. Please, Lord, may we all try to lessen their load, to share some of our abundant blessings and bring some light into their darkness. We continue to pray for all those still struggling after fire, flood, drought and COVID, for all who have lost their jobs and their businesses. And now thank you for hearing our prayers today, for knowing the prayers and thoughts are on our hearts. Please help us to show your love to all that we can in the week ahead. In Jesus' most precious name, Amen.
Often among family members' birthdays might be very close to each other, and sometimes on the same week or in the same month. During this week, there were two birthdays among LPUC members, Val and Harry Stroud. Their birthdays are only 2 days apart. Val on the 17th and Harry on the 19th. So happy birthday, Val and Harry. Don't forget our Christmas service is held at 8:30 a.m. and register with the Barrel Bull via phones or email. And Summer Church is held from Sunday 27th of December to 24th of January 2021 at 10:15 a.m. Come and join with us a very relaxed and informal Sunday gathering during this time. This is a blessing. Place your trust in God, for God is with you. Listen carefully for God's loving whisper in this time. The words will give you healing and hope. Go in peace, and may God's peace always be with you. Amen. Thank you for your participation in today's online service, and thank you for all those people who took part of this online service at front, at the back, seen and unseen. Hope you have a very blessed day and blessed week. See you on Christmas Day. I got no worries.